shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. We are. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Carl and Linda Bott, 705 here today on the 24th of June. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage, your health, your choice. Good morning to Sue in there, Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
Switched up all the...
Sue McClain NewsHour. She is wonderful.
So what do you think about that?
I am very thrilled. I'm thrilled about... First of all, I'm thrilled to have Sue. You know, Sue always brightens my day, first thing. So, you know, just good stuff, Sue.
Thank you. And welcome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Here it is on this beautiful Wednesday. I'm going to do an update for the weather. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so... I don't know about you guys, but, you know, on the days that I do come in, I get up super early and I go outside. And just a matter of going out between 5:30 and 6 o'clock, there was a temperature change, big time. And, you know, usually 7:30, 8 o'clock, the doors open up and it's beautiful to feel that morning. But, boy, is it changing. So I'm going to give you an update. Today it's going to be 106. Decreasing clouds, overnight lows will be 74, okay? When Thursday calls for 110, that's tomorrow. Friday, 111. Saturday, 104. Sunday, we go back down to under triple digits of 90. But it's sunny and hot throughout the week. Boy, I don't get your plants in the shade. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay.
Guess who we're with this morning? It's Wednesday morning.
Must be Robert the Burke.
Of course.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I'm tired, but I'm good.
What
okay,
are you
now let's
about?
Let's
I mean,
find
you don't
it.
Go to school. You don't work. I mean, what are you
That's
doing?
That's exactly the reason. I stay up late now, so then I have to get up early to come on the show.
It's good stuff. Thanks for being here, and we know that you're our film critic. And we have the standing with you while you're in school. You're going to be a senior next year.
Yeah.
And so this is part of, you know, hopefully you get extra credit or you can write this on your resume that you had to, not only that, you write for the Clever Critics and you also write for A News Cafe. And so we're thrilled that we can help you along your way with your on-air personality of Robert the Burke. That was deemed on you by Mr. Carl Bott, Mr. Carl the Bott.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just announced, well, why don't you announce on the air, because you told me before we went on the air. What's happening in the movie world here up in Reading?
Sorry, I feel like I'm about to sneeze. So on Friday, I apologize. Movie theater in Anderson, Valley 11, which is basically the only alternative to going to Cinemark Reading 14, mm-hmm. which is the theater here. On Friday, Valley 11 will be reopening.
It's privately owned, too, right?
Yes,
it's not a
it
corporate.
Is.
So.
Well, there's like six or seven theaters that belong to that organization, but it's not like a big chain like Cinemark is or AMC.
All right. And they're the ones that usually show indie films. More so than the regular mainstream up here.
Yeah, more so than Cinemark does, I would say. I wouldn't say that they're entirely indie. They usually have to wait a while to get certain movies. But, yeah, definitely more so than the Reading Theater, which they have announced that they will be opening on July 10th.
Will you please let us know what the protocol is? Because, for instance, last night we met with a group of friends who, you know, been following each individual family's life and what's going on with the COVID, too, of which are in the medical profession and just, you know, them traveling in and out of their circumstances. So will you please let us know, because I know people are really itching to go to the movie theaters, but have you been told what it's going to look like?
I know a bit about what Cinemark is doing. I don't know much about what Valley 11 is doing. I know Cinemark is requiring all of their staff to be wearing masks. surprisingly, they aren't requiring all patrons and visitors to wear masks. They are heavily recommending it, but I think the reason they aren't requiring it is because that would inhibit the popcorn eating that keeps the theater afloat.
A mask with a hole in it or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the best solution is just take off your mask when you're in your seat.
Okay.
And if you're going to eat popcorn. And you can't really go without that because the movie theaters would struggle significantly.
Right, they make the money off the snacks. Off the snacks and stuff. But let's talk about, I'm curious, and maybe you can find this out next time, because I know you'll probably go to whatever, you went to the cinematic.
Yeah.
It's one thing to watch at home, it's another thing to go in the theater.
Right.
In the big dark room. If they are, in fact, using those little machines where they can spray and disinfect, like what they're doing with cars and they're doing it with all kinds of things, airplanes, where there's massive or more people. I wonder if they're going to do every other seat. If they're going to, like, if you're a party of three, then the three can sit together and then they space it out with. I'm curious, aren't you?
Yeah, I am too. I've seen a lot of the seating arrangements that from theaters that are already open, and they're weird. Because they're usually only taking, like, 20 to 25% of the people that could sit in the theater, and they're keeping a lot of space around each seat. But if you think about, like, a family of four, you're not going to have them split up two and two, you know, far apart from each mm-hmm. other. You would have them together as four. So the seating is something that I think is really interesting, and it's going to be weird to
as we integrate back into, like, what we call normal society.
Right.
All right, so you have, you said 7-Eleven now, so we have a few minutes to go before our break, that there is a new release happening on Friday as the
right.
theaters do open.
Well, it's not, it might be in a few theaters, but this one is straight to streaming. Universal, which put Trolls World Tour straight on streaming, saw it as profitable, so they've been doing it with some of their movies. And the next one is called Irresistible. This one, the premise is a Democratic political consultant helps a retired Marine colonel run for mayor in a small conservative Wisconsin town. And it stars Steve Carell and Rose Byrne and Chris Cooper. And it is directed by Jon Stewart, who is typically an actor, a comedic actor, but
right.
he is directing.
Does he have his own show, Jon Stewart?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
He used to. So who plays the colonel in
the
this?
Colonel? I believe it's Chris Cooper.
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen the commercials to this thing.
Yeah, that might be kind of
Cooper,
fun.
Cooper, and it's for running for mayor, though, right?
Right, in a small conservative town. Yeah, it's definitely a politically based movie. The poster even has Steve Carell wearing the Democrat hat thing. So, yeah, it's a politically charged comedy.
And I wonder if he's running for the Democrat. Well, you don't have to be Democrat or Republican to run for mayor, do you? Do you have to pick a party?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, maybe in incorporated towns you might have to, or in big cities you do, but in Reading you just run for city council.
Right.
And then when it's your turn, you fleet up to be the mayor because you've done a good job.
That's right.
However, if you've ticked off the other council members, they can vote to pass you over and move you and put somebody else in there.
Will this be a movie that you will want to see?
I think I'll definitely want to go check it out. Early reviews are not very favorable, though.
Okay.
It's currently sitting, last time I checked, at a 39% on Rotten Tomatoes with 55 reviews.
It looks like too many political statements.
Do you follow when you are looking to cover a movie or just maybe at your own leisure, do you follow Rotten Tomatoes?
What do you mean by follow?
Well, like if it got the 39 or an 89 or a 99, I know myself personally when we're going through and looking at a movie, if it has a high rating on Rotten Tomatoes, we'll take a chance on it.
Mm-hmm.
If it has a low rating of Rotten Tomatoes, we'll go, let's just pass on that for not knowing anything about the film.
Right. Usually I try to watch every movie that comes out. I try to keep up on everything just because you can learn from the bad as much as
exactly.
you can learn from the good. But I definitely, I'll look towards Rotten Tomatoes just to get, like, a general consensus of what critics are thinking. Because it's a good conglomeration of a lot of different types of critics.
I have some questions from the chat room for you.
Yeah.
And we are going to have to take a break. So hold on with those questions from the chat room. We're here this morning on KCNR 96.5 FM on this beautiful Wednesday. Remember, it's going to be a hot day. At 106. Now, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Home Helpers. Let's think about those elderly people that might not be able to get around. Their air conditioning kicks off, food spoils, whatever. So if you're concerned about that, the people to call are Home Helpers. They're licensed. They're bonded. Oh, my gosh, don't we think about that more and more in life, that we want to have licensed, bonded people that come and work for us or work for our loved ones that are going to come in, they're professionals. Go to Sharon Clark at Home Helpers, at somebody who loves what they do and loves the people that works for them. There's no place like home. You can give them a call or learn more about them at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. And we're going to be right back, Carl and Linda Bott. Great to be back in the seat this morning.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill.
featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:19 in the morning here on the 24th of June. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the most complete CCW instruction in California, maybe anywhere. All the instructors have gone through a variety of schools and been certified in teaching a variety of different levels. And Ted Leidy has brought the team together. There will be classes this weekend out at the Reading Gun Club. But there are also classes up in Bernie and Trinity County and several other places because it's one of the largest firearms instruction companies in California, Northern Firearms Instruction. To learn more, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction.
Now, before we go back into the program, there was a commercial right before we obviously came back on the air about North State Now. Really happy to announce that we decided with the Dr. Ornegill show, last week we pre-recorded a two-hour show, and it's all on transgenderism. I encourage you, because we're kind of in this, like, whether you agree with it or you don't agree with it, and I hate to just preface it by that, but right now in front of us in our community, all around us, there is transgenderism. And I felt like I know what gay, straight, and bi is, but there's a whole other level of stuff that's going on. And last night we talked about it at the dinner table with friends who are in the medical field. And just because when somebody even comes in and has a medical procedure, you have to say, what is your preference, or what do you identify as? And what, and there's this whole, you're going to hear this litany of, probably eye-opening and, kind of where we're going. And, of course, just recently Gorsuch put into law for civil rights that you can't fire anybody or bring to the workplace an opinion if they're gay or they're transgender or whatever it is, their sexual preference or how they identify themselves no longer can be fired. And that's something that's been brought into law under the Trump administration with his bringing in Gorsuch, because Gorsuch wrote the law. So it's a fascinating show. It's on tomorrow night from 6 to 8. We're preempting the 7 o'clock show. A lot of thought went into this with Dr. Ornegill. She has two people that have called in from Chico, as well as two guests in the studio. A lot of information that may enlighten you about, we're kind of like, I told him I freeze because I don't really know how to address, because I'm not educated about it. So this will bring to light to some things. Now let's go back to the show with our wonderful guest, why we have Robert Burke with us, who is our film critic. And let's talk more about new releases. What is rocking your world? We talked last night, everybody was on Netflix. Some of the things they're watching during the COVID, and we felt like we checked that. So is there anything new and exciting that's been released?
Recently, Netflix has been a little bit slow. with their releases, I haven't found a whole lot that's new on Netflix. If you're looking for something funny, there are these live shows that came out probably 2 months ago. They are entirely improvised, and they are live comedy shows called Middleditch and Schwartz. I don't know if you've heard of it.
No.
But they are these two guys, one of which became popular from Parks and Recreation, and one of which who became popular from Silicon Valley. And they take a situation from the crowd,
and then they
build a story around it that is completely made up on the spot. And it's really funny. It's
They used to have a show like that where there would be four guys, and they would take, what's his name, the guy, he's now hosting Wheel of Fortune or hosting, and he was a famous comedian at one time. Anyway, so he would ask from the audience something, and these four guys would go into a major skit. It was live on the spot. It was hilarious as I'll get up. But I love Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
So that'll be, those guys were really had great comedic, you know, energy. So what's that show called again?
It's called Middleditch and Schwartz.
Okay.
There's three specials that are on Netflix right now, and I wouldn't be surprised if they start uploading more because they were very successful and very popular. Another really good one to watch if you have Hulu. This one kind of went under the radar. Not a whole lot of people heard of it. It's called The Art of Self-Defense. It's about this guy who is kind of – he – even defines himself as a bit of a loser, like he doesn't have much going on in his life. And then one day he is mugged in the street when he is trying to get dog food. So as a result, he goes and joins a karate place, and he gets sent to their late class, which is very hardcore. And it's a really funny movie. I know that premise didn't sound very funny, but
is this Jesse Eisenberg or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's Jesse Eisenberg, and I think the main villain's name who plays the, what do you call it, the, like, lead guy of the dojo, his name is Alessandro Nivola, and he's really, really great in this. It's a dark comedy, and it's very dark. Like, there's a lot of, I know that that premise could easily be a drama, but they twist it in certain ways that are really, really funny. And it's on Hulu, so I would recommend going and checking it out.
Well, we don't have Hulu anymore. I think we had somebody who stayed at the house and connected to Hulu. So that's how we got to see Handmaiden's Tale.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what's happening on there now because we still haven't. Now, I'll share with you that I recently got into watching Mr. Sunshine, which is a Korean series. Mm-hmm. And I watched, it's just beautiful, the whole, the Korean, you know, after last year with the Academy Awards, all going to, you know, the Korean filmmakers and that kind of thing. It was wonderful. There's a style that happens in the Korean filmmaking with these particular series. I've watched two, actually, but the last one was Mr. Sunshine. So I would recommend it to you.
Okay.
To watch it, just because there's no sex. The biggest thing that they do is it's all staid, very British. You know, like British is very staid. They're very staid with their emotions. The most that they do is maybe touch a hand, but there's so much, you know, intensity. And there was a lot of, it was very historical as well.
Right.
So, yeah. Mr. Sunshine.
All right. I'll mark it down. Yeah. Is that on Netflix?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good to know. I think Carl had questions from the live chat that he wanted me to answer.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember one of them was Tom Ellis as James Bond.
Oh, that's right. James Bond. And we had to look him up, and he plays Lucifer.
Right.
What was the other question from the chat room, Carl?
I think the other one.
I don't have it open right now.
Here it is. Ask Robert if he likes Macaulay Culkin as the younger Vladimir Putin running amok in a Cold War Europe in the upcoming big budget biopic.
Okay. She just questioned.
What about Macaulay Culkin as Vladimir Putin running amok during the Cold War?
She just said that. You left the room and came back. But yes, okay. What do you think of that?
I have no idea. I mean, I thought Macaulay Culkin was finished. I mean, you know, here's somebody that reached his peak when he was, 7 years old?
Yeah, 7 or 8.
Well, that doesn't mean you can't come around and come around again.
Yeah, he could come back. He did a movie in 2019, so he's done a lot of independent movies. He's not entirely done.
Yeah.
I could see him as a young Vladimir Putin.
Yes.
And I think that would be entertaining. I'm not so sure about Tom Ellis, though.
No.
We were talking about it. I think I don't know, maybe it's because he's only been in Lucifer, but from the pictures I've seen, he doesn't have, like, the smoldering sexiness that's needed for James Bond, and he's a bit, like, it looks like he has a bit of a harder edge that doesn't quite work.
I looked him up while we were talking about that, and, you know, you and I discussed at the break about whoever plays James Bond, like, Pierce Brosnan did a nice job, and Daniel Craig is fabulous, but they have to have that little twinkle in their eye. I mean, Roger Moore wasn't my cup of tea. I like Roger Moore, but I just didn't. He was like too cheesy for me.
Yeah.
I like somebody who's got, who looks like they could be a, you know, a killer, but has a twinkle in their eye with a sense of humor. And that's what was, of course, we love none other than Sean Connery. But, you know, who, as they're looking as for the series to go on, it should be interesting who they cast after Daniel Craig, because he's got another one coming out.
Right. And that's, I really like him. One. He, yeah, he definitely, at the end of Spectre, I think it was, he said that he would rather cut his wrists open than play James Bond again. And then he did one more. Yeah, so I don't know how the studio convinced him to do it.
Right.
Money.
Yeah, it's money. Money
talks. You know, do you think it really is money, or well, do you think he looks at like,
Sean
okay.
Connery said he'd never do one again, and then he said, you know, you
never say
never say
again.
Never again.
Yeah.
You know, we saw a documentary on Sean Connery, and there's a man who just really embraced his age through his life, and I just adore how he has been so comfortable in his body.
Yeah.
You know, there's not somebody who had to have be pulled and scraped and, you know, all that stuff. So, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And closing thoughts, because we got to, oop, we're past the hour. We got to go. Okay, Robert.
Yes.
Sue.
Hello, Robert. Do you have a question?
Have a question?
What? Hello, Robert.
Yes, hi.
Yes, do you have a comment?
Well, yeah, it's just that I heard some pretty juicy scuttlebutt around the virtual water cooler working from home these days. But I understand the Cinemark over on Park Marina Circle may be going under. Is that, are there any truth to that?
Is that the Cinemark Movies 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one behind the Athens Avenue shopping center, yes, where the dollar store is.
Right. That is true.
For non-COVID-related reasons, that one is going under. They just weren't profitable. They tried being a normal movie theater and then a discount theater, and it just never ended up being profitable.
That's sad.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a sad time, because that's like the third time in my lifetime that place has gone under. I've got some very fond memories of seeing something that some of the younger crowd might not have ever heard of, but that was the place where I saw my last actual double feature movie back in the 90s. Kevin Costner's version of Robin Hood was playing with Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you can tell how long ago that was.
Right.
Anyway, it's just that it's a sad comment on our times that we're thinking more with our wallets than we are with our hearts, because working stiffs like me, we can't afford Netflix and things like that. So I'm a bit of an object of an urban legend, as if there's any good movie is at, regardless of format, VHS or DVD, because I've got a VHS-DVD combo. If I see something I like at a yard or garage sale, I'll snap that up so fast it's not even funny. And then I was just recently gifted with some movies that didn't sell at an estate sale, but I already have 90% of them, so I went ahead and donated them to Goodwill. But I just hope that in all of this, these two remaining theaters don't mind the idea of maybe incorporating every once in a while showing some of the old school classic, some like a special theme night or something like that, especially if the money might be used to like help COVID-19 and folk, family members of folks who've been exposed to it and might need a little extra money for stuff the insurance doesn't cover. And kind of like what you'd have for a short list would be a lot of the old school classics like Casablanca and High Noon. And one of the movies that I kept from this estate sale was an interesting little lesser known flick of John Wayne's called The Shepherd of the Hills, based on the novel of the same name. And it was an oldie but goodie. I remembered seeing it, but it's been so long. It was just like seeing it again for the first time and watching it end to end and on a DVD. And for a bit of Geritol and Jeopardy trivia, one of the people in it was a very young Mark Lawrence, the guy who played Steve Martin's dad in the Looney Tunes movie.
Oh, yes, we know Mark Lawrence. Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
of course, he's most famous for his little bit from that James Bond movie, Diamonds Are Forever, the one where he grabs Natalie Wood and throws her out the window and she ends up landing in the pool. And Sean Connery says, hey, that was pretty good aim. And he goes, I didn't know there was a pool down there.
Thank you so much for your comments.
Okay,
that was
so like
great.
I said, just
Thank
get
you.
That idea generated, because, like I said, there are people like me who can't always afford or the kind of prices that a regular first-run movie theater charges, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Robert. That's great. All right. We have to take a break here. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
All right. See you next
Robert
Wednesday.
Burke, the Film Critics, right? What's the name of the website?
Clever Critics.
The Clever Critics. Okay. And also at A News Cafe. We've got to take a break here, and we'll be right back. We've got Kim Chamberlain coming into our studio.
Yeah, something's happening today. At down in Anderson, that's for veterans. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Oh, you know what? I'm cheering today because we put in a bunch of new processors yesterday. Can you tell the difference there,
sweetie? I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
It makes it sound, you know, that anyway, it's very important about, again, the technicality of certain things that go on between a microphone and the voice and that goes into the bit. Yeah.
Anyway, 7:38 in the morning here, and it's already 78 degrees, going up to 106 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. We were talking about medical services and cardiology and all this last night with a small group of friends. And it was, you know, it's just interesting to listen to, you know, surgeons talk about what goes on in the hospitals. And then, you know, who knows everything that's going on, and it's the nurses. It was great. And he had nothing but the highest accolades for Shasta Regional Medical Center. And it is. It's one of the top rated hospitals in the nation when it comes to cardiac care and many other facets of your health.
Well, during COVID, yours truly... and I've not really talked about my health issues, but I was admitted for 4 days. I was at Shasta Regional, and you know, from an emergency, not knowing that I was going to be admitted, spent 4 days, and I really feel that they took great care of me. There were a team of doctors that came through. I didn't have COVID, but COVID was present as far as, you know, the triage outside. And anyway, so Shasta Regional, they were totally on it. So I would, if you have to go in, I mean, you know.
Okay. So we're here with Kim Chamberlain, one of our heroes, one of our local heroes.
Yes.
That lives in Anderson.
Our Korean princess.
And is from South Korea. And her she has just been an unfailing supporter of veterans and veterans issues, and every year would have the Korean War Veterans Lunch, where you could go, anybody could come to it, and then there would be Korean food served that was just so good that if you couldn't, you know, you couldn't put your plate down. And it was in conjunction with other things that the South Korean government was doing with the United States. So good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Kim. Great to have you here.
Great to be here. And, you know, after you open FM station and join with this whole unit of KCNR from the birth, this is awesome. Your studio look beautiful. Whole station look awesome.
Well, thank you. So we haven't seen you since we were next door with AM, and then we expanded. Yeah, and that was last year. So thanks for being. We've known you.
But you haven't been in the studio.
Right.
So I'm so glad you could come in today.
So what do we have to tell our listeners today?
Well, I have. First of all, I want to say hello to all the Korean War veterans and their spouse and family. Because 70th anniversary of a Korean War, and normally we honor Korean War veterans with thank you and our gratitude. But this year, unfortunately, because of coronavirus strikes and the health issues present, so Korean government just feel helpless. So then again, the shortage of masks and what have you. So Korean government and their Korean Veterans Affair has shipped 500,000 the face mask to United States Veterans Affair to distribute it to entire United States Korean War veterans and their spouse. So we have our Loudman 45 box mask, which is 4,500. A mask is sent to Shasta County. And so here, no better time than now to distribute it to Korean War veterans.
Okay.
How does one go about, that's a Korean War veteran, go about getting the mask?
Today, 10 a.m. in Anderson Grocery Outlet, Korean War veterans and Korean people will be there to give out the mask. So all the Korean War veteran and their spouse, please come by. You don't even have to get out of car. You just come by the curbside and just let us know who you are, and we run out to you to give to you this face mask.
And on the outside of the package is, it's Korean.
Yes.
And what does it say?
It say, that any bad elements could be prevented.
Okay, and beautiful. Now, recently I was just telling Robert that I watched a full 24 episodes of a show called Mr. Sunshine that's from South Korea. It's absolutely beautiful on Netflix. And so, of course, even though I have subtitles in English, you know, they were speaking Japanese or speaking Chinese, but mostly in Korean. And so I recognized that right away, So I just, it makes my heart feel warm to see you today, Kim, and to talk about this. This is great stuff.
Well, I went through the Korean War as a child growing up, and I know the depth of gratitude we have for the American veterans. They lay down their lives, come to the country they don't even know, and they don't know the language or the people, but yet they fought for our freedom. And as we're growing up, that we just are so thankful to America, and we always look it up to the America and our veterans. So this is a small token of our appreciation, and I am thankful, and I am part of that people to distribute this today.
So this is something that I think we have to take a break. Will you stay with us? Okay.
Sure.
It's that time, that hard break, and Sue will take us out with 7:45 in the morning here. We have, you know, of course, every 15, we have to take that. So it's Wednesday the 24th for those who are just tuning in. This is KCNR at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, in your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And our special guest is Kim Chamberlain. Today, anybody who was is Korean or served in the Korean War can go by the grocery outlet Anderson and get these wonderful masks that you said, we'll talk about that after the break, who sent them, but it's even the packaging is just super cool. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's exciting new event, Walk for Wildlife. Run or walk with family and friends, virtually share your experience with others, and enjoy a free breakfast, all while supporting your favorite Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Register today at turtlebay.org.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and see what we have to offer. Because your health and safety matter to us, we have refined our Elements and Creekside dining space and menus with you in mind to enjoy a comfortable experience. Elements is offering Sunday brunch off the menu, all you can eat. Let us do the preparing, plating, and serving. Same deliciousness, different delivery. Creekside is a fast, friendly, casual pub and grill with a tempting selection of food and beverages. We guarantee you will be amazed. Visit windriver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Get ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's exciting new event, Walk for Wildlife. Run or walk with family and friends, virtually share your experience with others, and enjoy a free breakfast, all while supporting your favorite Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Register today at turtlebay.org.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to our morning program here on KCNR. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, and Sue McLean is at the helm. She does a wonderful morning news edition, and we love it when she is our producer. She picks out great music. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Lion Seed and Denair. 160 today, 109 or 10 tomorrow, and 111 or 12 on Friday. It's going to be a little bit warm out there. Is your air conditioner working? Is it working to its full, you know, capacity there? Well, maybe not. So give Alliance Heating and Air a call. Any make or model, they have people trained to work on those. You can get warranties, guarantees. They have been voted best in the North State, and it's
veteran-owned
business. And give them a call at 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
And we're talking about that this morning with Kim Chamberlain, who was in the war with the Korean War, and how you have never forgotten.
Never, never forgotten. Because the fact that Japan occupied Korea for 36 years prior to that, and then World War II, America won the war with Japan, and when Japan surrendered, we gained our freedom. And 5 short years later, the North Korea communists invade South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been just going through the life of the horror. I was too young to really know, but my father told us America gonna save us.
This is wonderful news, and I would like to add to that, you know, it's disheartening and it's very dark when there are a few thousand or how many people are trying to tear down things that are historical, that even though you agree with them or you don't agree with them, and today's standards, it still is part of the history that has brought us to a place of independence. And when you hear people like Kim Chamberlain talk about what it was like in her country, where people perished, and it was of horrific nature to be saved by America, and to live in this country now, and to fly the flag bravely and proudly. This is what we love about you. You always bring this story. Something that's kind of a comparison that's in the news today, we talk about this. On this day in 1948, the Soviet Union deliberately refrained from stopping a massive humanitarian airlift led by American, British, and French flyers over West Berlin after they instituted the cruel Berlin blockade, attempting to cut off all roads to the city. For nearly a year, more than 250,000 flights delivered thousands of tons of food and fuel to otherwise strangled German city, which was surrounded by 1.5 million Soviet military troops. 5,000 tons of food, coal, and liquid fuel were required each day to sustain the 2 million people, despite the Germans having been the sworn enemy of the West. Just 3 years earlier, the merciful airlift gained popular support and was called America's Greatest Humanitarian Mission.
Awesome.
Now, these are the things that need to be taught in school about the good things that happened.
Absolutely. We learn from the history. We have to appreciate history to be better men of humankind.
Wouldn't you like to be part of this rather than the people that are tearing down?
I can't share their thoughts or their attitude. We have everything to be grateful to be in America today and be a citizen of this great country. How awesome is that? No other country offers citizenship like America.
And so with this love and gratitude, you've arranged for these masks that have been sent in. And how did this all come about?
Because the 70-year anniversary of the Korean War, Korean government and Korean Veterans Affair has been very, very wonderful and thankful for the what America, matter of fact, whole war, UN, a soldier who came to Korea to deliver our freedom. They've been showing their gratitude to inviting Korean War veteran to revisit program to Korea. But our veterans are very aging now, so traveling is a little bit difficult. So then Korean War, the Veterans Affair from Korea has been helping me last 5 years with financially to honor our Korean War veteran. But past 30 years that Korean community been honoring Korean War veteran in Shasta County. So I am closely tied with the Korean consulate in San Francisco. So that this 500,000 face mask was delivered to United States that I share that news. And so we've been waiting for it to arrive in Shasta County. I just learned last week that we received it. So then first person, I want to get this out to the air. So I called Carl. Carl is a fresh voice for the veterans community in Shasta County. Matter of fact, all over. You're known all over. And we appreciate all you do. Both of you.
Well, Kim, it's a great honor to serve in this area, but with the people like you and so many others. And so today, Korean veterans and their wives, or spouses, I should say spouses, because we have women mm-hmm. veterans too. Mm-hmm. If you go on down to the grocery outlet and down in Anderson at 10 o'clock, you don't even have to get out of your car. You'll get a mask.
And these are very unique. I've not seen a mask like these. These are created, obviously, they were designed in Korea and made, you know, but they have three flaps and they open up. So it's smart. And you can adjust it
over your nose so it's not pushing up against your nose. So you, about air and the little, little elastic bands are really soft, so it doesn't, like, grab your ears and push them forward.
Right. We talked about this last night, Kim, because I think that the mask culture is something that, whether we like it or not in America, it's going to be something that's going to be present. And when you travel into Asian countries, everybody's wearing, you see a lot of masks on the street. Or in stores. So it's kind of in the culture that if you're sick, you wear a mask.
It's a prevention.
Mm-hmm. So.
So there's a, you benefit.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so did you say something about the veterans, something else about?
Yes. Today? Also, after today, in Veterans Service Office in Shasta Street, and they will be distributing the mask to Korean War veterans coming there. And so then because the heat, we're going to be distributing 3 hours in a grocery outlet today. And if we have more masks to distribute, we're going to set another day in Reading somewhere. Mm-hmm. So we have to work on that.
Okay.
Well, my father is a Korean War vet, so we're going to save one of those for him.
Yeah, that's
when
right.
We go back down to Sacramento and see him for his 89th birthday.
Yeah. Well, one for him and his
right,
his, your mom.
Right.
So.
No. We're going to give you a packet. For
oh, you're
going to
give me a packet. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Two
okay.
packets.
Oh,
all right. Well, you know what, Kim? Thank you so much for coming today, and thank you so much for what you do for our community. Oh my gosh, this is the lady that started Reads Across America right here in up at IGO, and you know, saw to it that so many beautiful reeds were put on every one of our grave sites up at IGO, and you've done so many other beautiful things here, Kim.
Thank you so much, and I give all the credit to our wonderful veterans.
Okay.
Thank
all right.
you so much.
And speaking of veterans, when we come back, we'll have Celestina Traber with us, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer.
Thank
Talk
you.
About what's going on with veterans here. All right. We're going to go for the news. We'll be right back. It's 79 degrees, going up to 105 today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A major victory this morning for former Trump National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn.
In a 2-1 ruling, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia said the Justice Department's decision to abandon the case against Flynn settles the matter. A lower court judge had declined to dismiss the case. Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to prosecutors in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Last month, President Trump described Flynn as innocent and called the criminal case against his former national security advisor a disgrace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The government's point man on coronavirus containment says he is concerned about spikes in the number of cases in some states, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas, among them.
The next couple of weeks are going to be critical in our ability to address those surgings.
How to address those surgings? Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci says wear a mask when you're near others. Washington Governor Jay Inslee making the wearing of masks in public mandatory.
I think this is the way we need to look at this. We just cannot wish this virus to go away. We have to use tools that are available to us that we know that work.
So the public health order requiring people to mask up in public in the state of Washington takes effect this Friday. The coronavirus prompting cancellation of the world's largest marathon. The New York City Marathon, which had been scheduled for November 1st, will not be run this year. President Trump calling out states that he says have been extremely weak in protecting treasured symbols of their heritage and culture, referring to statues and monuments that have been vandalized by rioters. Sell-off on Wall Street this morning with the Dow down 533 points, a loss of just over 2%, the Nasdaq 142 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park, Rome, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Other license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Spread of the coronavirus has not stopped Russia from holding a huge military parade commemorating the World War II victory over Nazi Germany. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford in Moscow.
Dozens of war veterans and thousands of serving Russian troops are taking part in this anniversary parade. Men in their 90s, chests covered in medals, sharing a podium with President Putin on Red Square. As first servicemen, then tanks and military hardware file past. Addressing the crowd and the nation, Mr. Putin talked of the huge sacrifices made by Soviet troops in the fight against Nazi Germany 75 years ago. The terrible, enormous price they paid for what he called a sacred moment. This parade's happening 6 weeks late, postponed by the COVID-19 pandemic.
China appears to have tamed a new outbreak of the coronavirus in Beijing. Chinese authorities testing almost 2.5 million people in a span of just 11 days. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Martha Firestone Ford stepping down as principal owner of the Detroit Lions.
The Lions have announced that Ford's daughter, Sheila Ford Hamp, is taking over as the team's principal owner and chairman. Ford had been in charge of the Lions since 2014 when her husband, William Clay Ford, died. The 68-year-old Hamp has been one of the team's vice chairmen during her mother's ownership. Ford was one of four female team owners who were profiled in the documentary A Lifetime of Sundays, along with Kansas City's Norma Hunt, Chicago's Virginia Hallis McCaskey, and Pittsburgh's Patricia Rooney. Hamp serves on the NFL Super Bowl and Major Events Committee and the board for Detroit Lions Charities. Jeremy House reporting.
Recapping the hour's top story, a federal appeals court in Washington ordering the dismissal of the criminal case against President Trump's former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn in the Russia probe. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 24th of June, Wednesday, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And what's the weather look like today? And then after that, Sue's got a huge traffic update.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Wednesday. Again, it is 8:05 in the morning. Let's talk about what our temperature forecast looks for. 106 today. I'm telling you what, when we get home, the shades are coming down. Should have put them down earlier. You know, that just makes so the heat doesn't come into these huge windows we have. Decreasing clouds tonight with overnight low of 74. Thursday calls for 110. That's tomorrow, folks. Clear night skies with overnight lows of 74. Friday, 111. Are you hearing this? That is the forecast. 111 on Friday. Clear skies Friday night with a low. Over, we're talking about low, 75. That means when you go out at 2 o'clock, in the morning, 75. Saturday, 104. Now, Sunday, here we go, going down under the triple digits. The forecast calls for 90 degrees on Sunday. Monday calls for 88, and then Tuesday, 91. So we do have this hot spell, very, very hot, and we know that there are absolutely dangerous zones to leave your cars closed with animals in them at any time during these hot season. That means right now, do not leave your animals in the car. In fact, our last guest, her husband was with her, and they brought their dog, and that is certainly fine with us, and I'm sure businesses would abide as well for just a moment with your pets. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, a veteran-owned business. It seems like we're doing a lot of wonderful coverage on veterans events. So we love our veteran-owned businesses, very active in that community as well. That is Shasta Gas Propane. There we go.
Okay, and Sue, a lot of traffic updates.
Yes, this morning we had a traffic hazard at I-5 South at the Guile Road off-ramp. This is in Red Bluff. Also in Red Bluff, we had quite a few car fires reported this morning, which was odd, and I do believe they are all under investigation. At this point, we have a traffic collision reported at Newville Road and Chris Whitlock Road in Red Bluff, a traffic collision with unknown injuries on 299, and another crash reported at 44 at South Cow Creek Road. A traffic hazard reported this morning. Additionally, this is near the Trinity River over off of 299. West towards the coast. There's so many areas of construction on the way to the coast. Stop and go traffic, too many to mention. Also, we do have construction north of Shasta Lake, a little bit closer to Dunsmuir. There's quite a few areas of construction within a small section. Also, 299 East, expect possible delays on your way to Burney, and we do have construction on I-5 as they continue to widen I-5. Once again, a traffic collision on 44 this morning, and more construction near Red Bluff this morning. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. Hey, we're with us is Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
We skipped last month because it's, you know, let's just say it, it's been slow for the last few months because people sheltering in place and you couldn't open up your doors.
I couldn't, but we were still filing claims.
Uh-huh.
All my vet reps are calling our clients and checking on them and also finding if those who have lost their jobs or have retired, we're finding out if they need some additional income and filing the pension, non-service-connected pension for them, so that they can sustain their bills and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is nice. We're slowly going to reopen, not yet. We haven't gotten the go-ahead, but...
Is this from the county?
From the governor.
Governor?
From the county, from health department.
Okay.
It's just a whole array of different reasons. We have kind of like what you call a soft open right now.
Okay.
Which means that we have everything in place. We have plexiglass in place. We have masks. We have cleaner. We're sanitizing. But every veteran must call our office. We have a new procedure going on. Veteran must call the office, and then they will be transferred to a vet rep. The vet rep then will make we're not doing appointments, just they're going to find out what's best for the veteran to come in, and or they can serve them online using a fax or email or answer their questions on the phone. We do have a new system where we're filing claims using a smartphone. And what they do, they can file a claim by sitting at home or even in the assisted living by having a smartphone and typing in a number. It automatically signs their signature on our federal claims in our computer, and then we send it out. So we have a brand new system set up. So those who can't make it in, and it doesn't have to be their cell phone. It could be their niece's cell phone, their caregiver, you know, their social worker's cell phone, because it's a secure, and it's not really per cell phone. It's just the app that we use.
So let me ask you, and I'm just curious, if you're giving this information, which is, you know, vital and important in one's life, but my question is, okay, so we've never seen times like this.
Right.
We've never seen times like this. And this is not a judgment call, but with an older generation, it's maybe harder for them to navigate what it is to maybe do a Zoom call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know my parents, I was just talking about my dad. My dad's 89, my mom's 87. And they get frustrated. They're trying to do a Zoom and blah, blah, blah. What have you found? Like, let's talk about the silver lining, perhaps, in this situation with how you're reaching out or what you're doing. Your offices aren't open. So now what? So how do we connect out to the veteran population when that's not happening?
Well, I pulled all the veterans out of our caseload in our Vet Pro, and we have about 10,000. And yes, each of my vet reps have about 3,000 to 3,200 on their caseload. And so what they're doing is they're calling each one of them one by one.
This is good. You know, that makes my heart feel full because that's human contact.
Yes.
That's not an email.
No.
That's like, hey, how are you doing? You know, we'll let you know. I mean, I would be curious to know, is there like a form, what you say? Are you just like individual needs because you're going down and saying, here's like the hot points for this person?
Basically, it's more interpersonal. We're actually calling them up and saying, hey, we're here for you. Are you struggling? Do you have any needs? How can we help you? And it's just it's just like a human phone call. We're
right.
Not going down any specific, script or anything. We're just connecting by the heart to heart connection.
And that's another beautiful reason we like living in this community, right, Carl?
Well, I tell you what, since Celestina took over, we've had some really good Shasta County Veteran Service officers, really good.
Yes.
And then we've had a couple in a row that were not so good. And then the one that came back to try and help with that, Teddy, Tommy. And then Tommy left early because Tommy fell in love and is back in, I think, North Carolina
yes.
now. And then finally, Celestina has been watching through all of this. Somehow the Shasta Board of Supervisors, Shasta County Board of Supervisors, eyes opened up and said, let's get Celestina in there. I mean, she's been here the whole time. She knows everything. And your love for veterans and to helping people is so obvious. Mm-hmm. You have expanded your office. You have
yes.
expanded the training. You expanded the number of people you helped. For a while, you were helping out Tehama County. I don't know. You may still be helping
Tehama. We're still helping.
Because they don't have a Shasta. They
it's
don't
not
have
Tehama,
a,
it's Trinity.
Or Trinity. I'm
yes.
sorry. They
it's
don't
okay.
have a veteran service office. Is
they
that,
do.
Oh, they do?
We're training her.
Okay.
So yeah, we're getting her up and running
okay.
and getting her
but
off
But you were taking
running.
On Trinity County also.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
the things that you've done for, you know, and I can tell you just personally how, you know, she badgered me. She says, you know, it's been 10 years since, you know, you came into our office and
right.
things have changed with you, you know, probably in 10 years. And she badgered me until I went in and she was right. You know, I've, you know, there's... Over a period of time, things happen to your body.
I
that,
think Linda
that,
helped with that.
Yeah, that are service-related. They're all service-related. So you go back in and you see doctors again and, you know, all that. But that's what you do. You and you bring in, I want to talk about it in the next segment, an incredible amount of money. I mean, I don't want to put it like that, but because of your actions, the county receives, through their veterans, a tremendous amount of money that comes to them due to injuries they've accumulated over the years or severe single injuries that a lot of times they don't know that they rate the type of help.
Correct.
The VA has, mm-hmm. and that's what Celestina does. So we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to talk about Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that I'm going to today at 12:30. And Logan is going to cut my hair, all of them. not just one, but all of them. He's
hairs.
My hairs. And everything works on an appointment. You come in, it's 10 minutes between customers, and they sanitize everything in there. Disposable aprons, disposable drapes that they put over you. It's you don't feel safer. It's almost like going into the you know, an operating room. That's what you kind of feel. And that's at Cypress Square Barbershop, right in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. Do I have to say more than that? We'll be right back with Celestina Traver, Carl Bott, and Linda Bott is in here with us today. And so happy to have you
happy
back.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, I only need to think with like a 10% of my brain when you're here. Because you take over and, you know, you pick up all those questions. We'll be right back.
Especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Summer Blast is live at the Shasta Public Libraries. Join in their free summer reading program for kids, tweens, teens, and adults. Going on all summer long. Help your kids avoid the summer slide and be a reading role model. Read to win prizes like books, gift cards, and a kids' kitchen playset and more. The more you read, the more chances to win. Let your imagination run wild. Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Sign up online today at summerblast.fun.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. It's 8:20 in the morning here on the 24th. 81 degrees out there, going up to 105 today. This portion of the show brought to us by Cornerstone Community Bank.
And you, when you are, when we are going through a period of time right now, which is we've never experienced it before, you really think about local and people that are in your community that are running businesses, which is Cornerstone Community Bank, definitely community oriented, dedicated team, a professional committed to providing the highest level of personal care. Of course, they're located in Red Bluff and on California Street downtown and on East Cypress. And, of course, their new branch that's on Hartnell, Cornerstone Community Bank.
Okay. We're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And things have been slow. The VA's been shut down,
yes.
Essentially.
Yes.
Since
yeah.
What, March?
March 23rd.
March 23rd.
So
I don't know what's open or closed anymore. I mean, it's,
yeah.
And they're working from home, so they don't have access to some things. And so it's a it's interesting.
It is.
Before we get into your caregivers, I want people to understand that through your office, mm-hmm. when you're the veterans that you help, and this doesn't count retired pay.
Correct.
This is just for veterans that you help that rate disability of one kind or another.
Benefits they've earned.
Benefits they've earned. Not, these aren't the, what do they call them, entitlements?
Correct.
These are benefits earned. So you, how much money flows into Shasta County, would you say, on an average?
On an average, about between $7 and $8 million a year. Is what we're averaging back into the veterans' pockets, which they spend here in Shasta County. They did some sort of research, and they said at least 33% to 35% is spent here in Shasta County or in a county mm-hmm. in itself. So take 35% of that, and that goes back into Shasta County. Of course, people shop online now and all kinds of stuff,
sure.
but I think it really helps our economy. It helps our veterans. And these are benefits they've earned that we actually have to file for. It's a process. So we have a great team. I have a great team that is very knowledgeable and has passed all my vet reps have passed both their legal exams, and they're fully accredited. And I just want to say that, you know, there's a lot of people going into these assisted homes that say, hey, we can file claims for you. And maybe they can, but make sure that they're accredited and they have an OCG number, an Office of General Counsel number. And that's really important. And if they do not have it, then I would not use them for filing claims.
Well, that's a really great takeaway information, because I can imagine, you know, I don't want to put a bad name on anybody, but when people are looking for homes, and maybe they're in a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, one passed away, and one's slipping into a place that they need to have care. And they're looking around, and somebody will make a pitch because, let's face it, they want to fill their beds.
Right.
I'm not saying that that's bad, but being able to say, hey, don't worry, we've got somebody here who knows how to do the claims. What you just said is vitally important. So I'd like you to say it again to our listeners, and I'd like them to write down what that is. Can you be clear on what that number is and what you need to ask for specifically?
Yes. So they must have a number for Office of General Counsel, and that's what allows them to file claims for your service connection or pension.
So you would ask, do you have a certificate for Office of General Counsel?
It's a number. It's actually allows us to file legal claims in the state of California.
Okay.
Yes.
So, in other words, they may say, oh, we can handle that, but what they're basically doing, if they don't have that number, is they're calling somebody else, so it's like maybe a third or the fourth person in the cog of the wheel, and where you're dealing directly with, when they come to you, you're dealing directly.
Yes. They're dealing directly with us. And there are a lot of places out there, different businesses, that will say, hey, buy this annuity and I'll file a claim for you. And we just want to warn people against some scams on that.
We're just hearing these things.
And what they'll do is, for some of the benefits they'll get, they charge you money.
Right.
And instead of, you know, people don't understand, it's free.
It's free. It should be free, and we're free. Yeah. Yes, we're free.
There's a variety, and it's not illegal to advertise to do that.
It is not.
It's not illegal, and if you want somebody to handle it for you, and then you can pay them for it.
Absolutely.
But you could just go down to Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
Yes.
And do that, too.
Absolutely.
Now, the post-9/11.
Yeah, so the caregiver program, the post-9/11 caregiver program is for anybody that served from September 11th, 2001 to present. And it's if you were injured in the line of duty and you're injured, let's say you lost an arm or a leg or you have a traumatic brain injury and you need help with your ADLs, getting dressed, buttoning, tying your shoes, helping take you to the doctor, things like that, then they have a post-9/11 caregiver program that you can sign up for. You can either sign up at the caregiver.va.gov, or you can go to your local VA clinic, because that's what it's run through, is the VA clinic side, and you can inquire about it. Phase two was supposed to start June 1st, and it was advertised all over the place. But because of the COVID, it has been delayed, and I just want everybody to know that phase two has been delayed. I'm not sure when they're going to pick that back up, but I believe it's going to be delayed at least until late fall, maybe early spring of 2021. I will keep everybody updated on that, but phase two encompasses seriously injured line of duty before May 7th of 1975. So if you've served May 7th, 1975, or prior to that date, you can sign up for the post-9/11 or the caregiver program now, because they expanded it. And you can get someone, your wife, allows for your wife or a friend or anybody to come in and care for you. There's a stipend, and then they also get CHAMP VA insurance with that program. It's a small stipend. There's different phases. And then in phase three, which is not going to be probably rolled out until 2022, it is going to be seriously injured veterans that served between May 7th of 75 to September 10th of 2001. So there's three different phases coming. Phase two is going to be delayed.
Okay.
Yes.
The we've got to take a break now. But when we come back, I'm going to give you time, three minutes, to think about this.
Okay.
What would you do if you were in charge of the VA for the United States?
You mean the Secretary of Veterans Affairs?
Secretary of Veterans Affairs. I know everybody must think if I was in charge, we wouldn't be doing that, or we would be doing this. So when we come back, I want to ask you that, because you've got a background in it. You know how the system works. You've seen the foibles in it. You've seen the successes in it.
Yes.
So I'd like you to be able to kind of maybe elaborate a little bit on that. And Linda, I have a question for you from one of our listeners that wants to know is if, and you don't have to answer this, you can think about it too.
Ask me at the break, and we'll talk about it after our break.
It has to do with the lead role in Fiddler on the Roof. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster is truly from the old school, besides the fact that he's just a little old. Jeff's listening right now. Good morning, Jeff. It's a veteran-owned business. He doesn't fool around with your safety. If he can't fix it, he'll tell you right up front. But if he says he can fix it, he does, and he guarantees his life. He guarantees his work for life. Whether it's a big RV or a smaller vehicle, Jeff is the one that can repair that windshield. If it cracks over 2.5 feet in length, or these little bitty chips that just kind of bother you that will spread into cracks. That's Jeff Wurst. 3208 South Market Street is where Crackmaster Windshield Repair is located, or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver, 8:30 in the morning, the 24th of June, and 82 degrees out there.
Just a blind man haunted all my dreams. And then I saw her face.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local? It's the Little League Baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years. Helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do. It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home. Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982, we're all in it together.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Now, there's a guy.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Today, the 24th. 82 degrees out there, going up to 106 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Would you have a little comment about Four Winds Jewelry?
No, I had a comment about the music we were there.
But,
just brought
but
us
you
in.
Want to comment, though, about the Four Winds Jewelry?
No,
the
I
only
do.
Full-service jewelry store in Reading that you like to hang out at. The only place during the COVID virus outbreak that you felt safe in.
This music that you brought us in, what was his name?
Rick Astley.
Rick Astley. There was a guy who did not look like his voice.
He looked like Howdy Doody.
He didn't look like his voice.
He looked like Howdy Doody.
So there was a guy the other night on America's Got Talent, came out from Italy, had a broken, you know, broken English, and I thought he was going to sing opera. He ended up singing Barry White, Let's Get It On. I was like, what? Everybody went wild. The women were like almost taking their tops off and throwing them on America's Got Talent. I got to play it back for you because we've
no,
been
I think I can go by without that one. No.
It was so funny. And he did. It was
I
so low.
I do hear you screaming from the other room every so often. I just thought you were watching like
no.
Godzilla or something.
Watching
no,
this
you're...
guy. Another guy who does not look like his voice. You're like, what? It was like an anomaly. Okay. Getting back to where we were.
Celestina Traver, if you were the Secretary of Veteran Affairs, what would you do to kind of assist our veterans? You know, what are things that you know that aren't working, but things that are working that, you know, you can see from your level?
Okay, so what I see is not working is the mid-management and the people are actually, the VSRs are actually adjudicating the claims.
Mm-hmm.
There's a disconnect. There's old-school mid-management that just tells the Secretary of Veterans Affairs what he wants to hear, and I see that the numbers are skewed. We can see it because we're at ground level, and we're like, what? What is he reporting? Because a lot of times what he reports is not what we're seeing on boots on the ground here. Mm-hmm. And also, they train their VSRs to adjudicate claims, but they're making so many mistakes. I wouldn't put them on the floor so fast. They train them 2 weeks they're on the floor, and I don't even do that with my vet reps. It takes them a year under direct supervision in order to get everything correct and understand the law. And those are the two things that I would absolutely change immediately. And as a Secretary of Veterans Affairs, I would be boots on the ground. I would visit the Veterans Service offices. I would see what the needs are myself. I wouldn't just be a political figure that sits up there and lets information drain up to me. And last, I would I would train in attitudes, and I would train in how valuable our veterans are, and how they need to be honored, and loved, and treated with respect. And I think that needs to be instilled into the hearts and souls of.
It should be part of their guiding mission.
Absolutely.
I would imagine.
Absolutely.
More hospitals, more clinics.
More vet homes.
More veterans.
Bigger vet homes. That's my number one thing.
Why are we shutting down Barstow?
Well, I'm absolutely against it, and I know a lot of veterans organizations have written letters and has stood and asked to stop it from being closed. Barstow does need a lot of repairs, and they're going in and talking about getting some repairs because it's old, and it does need some upkeep. It needs some facelift, but absolutely not closing it. And I think we need at least two more veterans homes, and I think that we need to expand the Reading veterans home out here and put at least three more wings on it.
I would love to see that because we have it's six years. Two or three years waiting to get in. But if you're into
Memory care.
Thank you. Memory care side, it's like 6-year wait.
Yes.
So, you know, having a couple other wings there would help if we could put another 100 people in there. And, you know, it would, and veterans homes are, to close one down because they haven't been taking care of it. At the same time, millions and millions of dollars is being spent on this high-speed railroad. Millions and millions of dollars being spent on a variety of other things that are just ridiculous. Why you can't keep one veterans home open? Because it holds, 200 people down there?
Yes.
At least. And I understand, I've had friends that work in the medical system saying, well, you know, they're having problems with keeping medical people there because it's Barstow.
It's Barstow.
But, you know, keeping people there, you know, to have quality health care. But I think you could probably work that out, too. When you go to hardship tours, you get extra money.
Bonuses.
Mm-hmm. You give them bonuses, you know, because you're on a hardship tour. I'm in Barstow, California. You know, there's nothing to do here except, you know, walk in the desert. You know, so you could find ways of doing that if you wanted to. Instead, you just shut down this facility. And where do they go?
That's a good question.
Where do they go?
Yes. Back into their families' homes, back into another assisted living.
All of their needs were being taken care of there based on the fact that they are a veteran. And I don't know, do veterans have to pay money?
They do. It costs.
But it's a much lower cost.
It's reasonable. Yes.
And you can put people in there that do have the mental help. They need the memory help that they need, dementia or other word that I just forgot because probably I'm having early Alzheimer's because I'm having early dementia. having those facilities open for veterans.
Absolutely.
There's not that many veterans out there, really, if you think about it. Most of the World War II have died off.
Yeah.
All of World War I have. And now Vietnam is starting to, we're starting
creep
to see that happen.
In ages.
And so we've got to be prepared then for that next group that comes in, and that's from the war on terror. That's been going on since September 11th.
Correct.
Consistently for 19 years.
I think that we should, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs should do a, ratio. How many people are elderly over the age of 65 and in around that veteran home? And do some sort of, survey and find out. Because if we have a higher, rate of, retirees here.
A higher ratio.
So
yes.
If we do, then we should have a bigger home in order to meet their needs. And I just think that that would be a number one thing for us.
I think you could do that, you know, and then start putting money. I am so tired of listening to politicians that when it comes time to vote, all of a sudden veterans are up front. You know, care about our veterans. As soon as the election's over, you don't hear that a right. lot. At least LaMalfa has gone out there and made it a personal. He made it a personal crusade about Oakland.
Yeah.
But I don't know of our representatives from up here have even visited you, have they?
Actually, I was on a Zoom conference with Assemblywoman Megan.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. And she was wonderful. And it's posted on her Facebook.
But what
and
was it about?
We talked about our veterans in this community
okay.
and our veterans service office. And she had a whole bunch of questions for me that I answered about the veteran, just the world here.
Well, what could our assemblywoman do for us here as far as veterans issues?
You
and
know.
Her husband, the senator.
Yes.
Has he ever reached out to you?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not
well, he's only been in public office for like 8 years.
Right.
I'm sure it's coming.
Right?
Well,
I hope
other
so.
Things, you know, other
I hope
things
so.
Are going on. Right.
Yeah. I reach out to him every now and then. We have a bill. Well, it was a bill. And then to fund our office, we get $5.6 million right now to fund all VSO offices. And we are
asking. That's in the state.
That's in the
and
state.
And how many of them are there? 50?
54
wow.
offices.
Okay.
And you think about that. And some of them got out of huge areas. But
yes.
our ratio of helping people up here and of veterans to population has got to be one of the highest, I would think.
Yeah, it's up there.
Mm-hmm.
But we are asking for $11 million to help fund it because I have.
This is the whole state now.
This is the whole state.
Right.
I have several, what is it, 22 zip codes.
Yeah.
And I don't have any satellite offices yet. And because we're general funded, we can't ask for more money. So to get satellite offices quite yet, and now that we have a budget cuts,
Now we're talking general fund in the county.
In the county.
So this has got to be something that comes in either from the state or the feds.
The state, CalVet.
Uh-huh.
We have a CalVet subvention and we have a couple of grants that help fund our office as well. But we need our CalVet funds to be higher so that we can get satellite offices and things like that.
Yeah.
So it was, it went through at the floor and the governor vetoed it.
The governor vetoed
two
it.
2 years in a row. And so now we're asking for it to be added
Governor
to...
Governor Newsom. Oh,
yes.
We love our veterans.
Yes,
so
right.
he vetoes something that
he
could
did.
Help veterans.
Yes.
But yet we can give hundreds of millions of dollars to people here illegally. Don't get me started.
No,
don't
we're not going to get started.
Well, no, you don't have to get me started. I am already started. You know, enough of this. You know, and like I said, these crocodile tears for our veterans... They could care less. I think that in many cases. I'm surprised that, you know, because the last time you and I talked, I'm pleasantly surprised that Megan Daly at least reached out.
Yes.
I think it's
wonderful.
I think it's almost criminal that Brian hasn't. I mean, he represents us up here, and veterans play a big part out here.
Yes.
So, okay,
yes.
We got to take a break. This portion of the show, if you don't mind me taking a break. Is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell, what a great lady she is. She's been doing this since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners. She'll help you with your insurance. She'll help you with her team. She's got two separate teams, one working insurance, one working financial management. Judy will help you through this time period. I talked to her the other day, and she says it's looking, you know, that the recovery in the stock market is there, that this could come out as a V-shaped recovery, which
would,
well,
be, that
would great.
Be nice.
Wouldn't
mm-hmm.
that be great? But talk to Judy and talk to her people about maybe some of the investments you've got. Maybe it's time to shift them a little bit. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and her phone number is 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give us a minute. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business. and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and see what we have to offer. Because your health and safety matter to us, we have refined our Elements and Creekside dining space and menus with you in mind to enjoy a comfortable experience. Elements is offering Sunday brunch off the menu, all you can eat. Let us do the preparing, plating, and serving. Same deliciousness, different delivery. Creekside is a fast, friendly, casual pub and grill with a tempting selection of food and beverages. We guarantee you will be amazed. Visit WindRiver.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Party Rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. A couple of announcements here. I want to remind everybody that Kim Chamberlain will be down at the grocery outlet down in Anderson, and they're handing out approximately 4,500 masks to Korean War veterans and their spouses. Celestina Traver, who is our guest today, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, will be down there too. You don't have to get out of your car. Just drive by and pick up your mask. And these are great masks too. We're taking a couple down to Linda's parents, who are Tom's a Korean War veteran, and of course June. The other thing too is, of course, remembering that June is Elder Abuse Awareness Month, and Shining Care is taking the lead in this, but they are working with the Shasta County DA's office, Shasta County Health and Human Services, Adult Protective Services, Reading Police Department, and they have a webinar that's going to happen Friday, June 26th at 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., a free webinar featuring world-renowned speaker Paul Greenwood and an interactive panel of local experts and officials. So You can get into that and find out what's going on, how you can help, or some of the things that are being done to, you know, that financial abuse, physical abuse, a lot of it's financial abuse that people take advantage of seniors and elders out there, including family members. Okay, we have with us Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, whom we adore, and you've got your finger pointing at something on your paper, so I assume that's so you don't forget it.
Yes.
Or you can find it.
Yes, I have a few announcements
okay.
at the very end here. I just want everybody to know that if you have a claim pending, the comp and pension exams are resuming, and they just started up this week. So I want everybody to know that if you've been waiting for a CMP exam, it's starting back up and they will soon be calling you, so hang in there. If you haven't gotten a call in the next 3 weeks, please call our office and we can help with that. Also, DMV is starting to, we put veteran on the driver's license. So the process is, we found out yesterday, that you can fill out the application online to get your driver's license renewed, and they give you a special number. It's a long number. It's a registration number. You take that, you bring that to our office after you call and make sure we know you're coming in, and we will do the veteran on driver's license, but you have to have be already have an appointment with DMV before we do that. So
there has to be a special appointment at DMV.
Yes, and you have to bring that number with you to our office so that you can show that you have that appointment.
Okay, so then you come down and, then, and you all fill out some paperwork.
We do a document and we certify it and give it back to them.
Uh-huh.
It takes about 15 minutes or less.
And how much does this cost to the veteran? Not for you, but does DMV give these out free?
They charge $5. There's actually a bill up in Congress or wherever it's House or wherever it's sitting right now to get rid of that $5 fee, but it's $5.
Okay.
Yes.
And so what are the
Never pass up a chance to get that money.
But, right? But what's the advantage of having the veteran on your driver's license?
So there's several advantages. First is getting discounts. Mm-hmm. At our local businesses here in Shasta County. Also, if for some reason, not that we want you to, get arrested mm-hmm. at the jail, they identify you as a veteran, they call our office,
mm-hmm.
and they let us know that you're in the jail so that we can either come visit you or find out if you need services. We also have a diversion court, so if you need, let's say you got picked up for DUI and you were in the OEF-OIF war, then we can get you diverted to a drug and alcohol counseling. There's so many benefits mm-hmm. to having a veteran on your driver's license. So also it helps you identify that you are a veteran. I think that's really important to be proud of. Lowe's and Home Depot, always.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
always.
People want, you know, a lot of places around here is, you know, we try to keep it up.
Yeah.
How many of the businesses around here give veterans discounts?
Very,
that way you can either, I either show my retired ID card
right.
or, but if you have this on your driver's license, you can just show that.
Yeah. We, not all the time, but a lot of times, in the past, when we've made reservations or we've had to stop overnight someplace, we'll ask them, we're driving back from Albuquerque last year. We stayed in a few places that didn't have reservations, and we said, do you have a veteran's discount? And it was significant,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's nice to be able, like you said, to have a card. And I was just wondering, like, well, what is that? You know, maybe if you did get pulled over and somebody saw that you were a veteran, there might be a little bit more. I don't think it helps with red light tickets.
No, I don't think it does.
But anyway, so we have just like a few minutes left, Celestina. What are your closing thoughts here today?
Just come down to our call our office first and then talk with one of the vet reps and let's see what we can help you with. I would like a lot of people to start calling in. We really want to, if we haven't reached out to you yet, please call us. Our phone lines, we have two lines now. And please call us, and our number is 225-5616, and you press option 2.
Well, Celestina, thanks so much for coming in today. I'm glad to see that we're kind of a soft opening and that we're going to have the Shasta County Veterans Service Office open again. They always have pastries in there and coffee.
But we don't right now.
But not now, right. but coffee. Mm-hmm. And it's it works really well on appointments. And also, if people are stopping in every so often, you can sneak them in, too.
And let's do one more time. Let's do a refresher on the fact that in Anderson today at 10 o'clock, because it is the 70th anniversary of the Korean War, the wonderful Miss Kim Chamberlain was in this morning. We are holding a container right now of 5 masks that come in its drive-through. So if you are a spouse of a Korean War veteran or a Korean War veteran or all of the above, go by. These are incredible masks. They're very different than anything that we were getting in the States. And as well as they're going to be having some at the your organization as
Veterans
well.
Veterans Service Office, we're going to have masks. So if you cannot make it today because it's too hot or you have appointments for doctors or something, come on, call our office, and we will absolutely hand them out to the Korean War veterans.
There you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we're going to have with this House
Chris
of Realty.
Clark.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who Trisha's going to have on, come to think of it, because I'm going to be at the VA for my annual physical, which is now, I think, a phone call. So I'm not sure how they do that.
Oh, you mean like a telemed thing?
But this third ear that's grown on the back of my head, I don't know how I can just explain it to him, but I can't show it to him.
Are you having a video conference?
No, it's just a phone call. That's what I was told.
Oh.
So,
check on that today.
Well, that's why I'm getting all the blood work done, so he can look at that and say, "Oh, Carl,
boy,
I told you the same thing for 12 years. You know, lay off the apple pie.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, tomorrow, Trish Clark. Everybody have a great day. Stay cool out there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up.